Good morning, church family. It's good to see y'all here today. And isn't God's grace awesome? It is just so awesome that he pours his love on us every single day. And Lord, I just pray that we don't take that for granted. Lord, today is a special day. We have Teen Challenge here. I think pretty much everybody in here knows who Teen Challenge is and has seen one of their services. It's awesome that they come down and bless us a couple times a year. And it's also a blessing that we get to pour back into these men's lives with food and money and support and everything else that this church family does for these young men, not all young, but these men. It's a special blessing to me. Every year I get to go and feed these men at Christmas and see all their families, and it's just a wonderful reunion. Some of these men hadn't seen their families. I've seen men that hadn't seen their families in years, and they show up, and it's just a wonderful reunion at that Christmas time, and seeing God work in these men's lives and see families restored in these men's lives, children restored back to them. It's just an awesome ministry that we get to support, and I just love these men. I love the organization, and I just love that us as a church family supports this organization. And I'm going to open us up in prayer, and they're going to come up here and do their thing. If you hadn't seen it, you're going to be amazed, and it's a wonderful service that I look forward to every year. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the beautiful sunshine you blessed us with. And Lord, I just thank you for Teen Challenge and what it means to this church, what it means to these men. And Lord, I just lift up Pastor Greg as he leads this organization. I just pray that you'll give him strength, that you'll give him energy, you'll protect his health. And Lord, I just pray for him. He's a wonderful man, and he's a dear friend of mine. I just thank you for bringing him into my life, Lord. And Lord, I just pray special blessings on these men. I pray that you'll work every second in their lives. And Lord, if they don't know you when they come in, I just pray that you'll open their hearts, you'll open their ears, you'll open their eyes to see you working. Because I know that you're working in Teen Challenge in Azle, Texas, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for this church family and the support that they give to these men. And I just thank you for loving us so much and just giving us grace, because we all screw up on a daily basis. And Lord, you're just there to love us and to hold us and to draw us closer and closer to you every day, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for Grace Bible Fellowship and all the wonderful people that we have here. And Lord, I just pray that whatever we do, we'll do to glorify and honor you, Lord. Lord, it's in your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.
Well, first, I'd just like to thank you for having us and just being a blessing to us. I know I haven't personally been out here, but I know as long as I've been in Teen Challenge, every time we come out here, you know, you guys are a huge blessing to us, and we're ever so grateful. For those of you that don't know about Teen Challenge or aren't too familiar, Teen Challenge is to some people considered a rehab or a recovery center. But more so, we are a discipleship program. Our main focus is for our guys to come in and meet Jesus. That's our main focus. And these guys learn how to live successfully and continue to pursue Jesus. When they come in, they're broken, they're exhausted. Some of these guys are coming off the street. Some of these guys are coming straight out of prison or county jail right into our program, and it's new. It's a refining fire that they go through while in Teen Challenge. It's an amazing process to watch. I serve as the admissions coordinator out there, so I get to hear their stories, and I get to talk to them before they come in, and I get to watch them do that 180 and develop that relationship, and it's like a front seat to watch this, and it's awesome. So Teen Challenge is not an easy program. You know, these guys, they wake up at 5:30 every morning. They go straight into prayer before each meal, well, before breakfast and lunch. And it's a pretty rigorous schedule. And, you know, as far as myself, not only I in my staff at Teen Challenge, I'm also a graduate. I don't know if many of you know Jeff Johnson. I actually was able to go through the program with him. And then we also have Jason over here. He's another one of our staff members. We actually both went through the program with Jeff, and we watched Jeff really turn into an amazing man. He's an evangelist now. But anyway, I'd like to introduce our first testimony, Chad Thompson. And then we're going to give witness and sing praises.
Thank you, Chris. Good morning. It's good to be here today. This is a little impromptu. We weren't sure who was going to give testimony, and I haven't done this, so please bear with me. Like Chris said, my name is Chad Thompson. I'm 53 years old. I reside out of Kilgore, Texas. Right now I'm in Azle, Texas for a year. I'm following up on my fourth month here, and my story's a little different than these guys. The good Lord, in spite of a lot of transgressions, good Lord's kept his hand on me. In 2008, let me back up a little bit. I was raised in an Assembly of God church, and you know, I was faithful. The Lord was in my life, and then I went to college, and like a lot of us, I just strayed away. And you know, I tried to do it on my own, and had some successes. But I've always known that I was going to have to get back to this point. And I ran from God, and I ran, and you know, my addiction is alcohol. And while the legal portion has I've been able to avoid it somehow, just the you know, I was just empty. And you know, after 30 years of marriage, my wife and I decided that there were some incidents that occurred, obviously, but I came to a point where I was at rock bottom. My children are out of the home, and it was going to be get some help, some real help, or, you know, I was going to be living by myself. And so reluctantly, I came to Teen Challenge. I was able to meet Chris through a mutual party, and I really didn't come for me. I came because my wife kind of directed me, and we kind of made an agreement that this would be how it goes. And somewhere along the way, the Lord got a hold of me, and you're smiling, I see that. You know, things change, and it's difficult because my journey, I've been able to, for what looks like on the outside, to do pretty well. But inside, I've really had struggles and struggles and struggles, and the result of that is my addiction. And, you know, the good Lord's turning that around. I try to give it to him every day. And I keep taking it back, and these guys over here encourage me and help me. But, you know, Thanksgiving will be 4 months. And I'm looking forward. I don't know. I can't end this testimony because I don't know what God's got for me. But I know I'm in the right place, and I know it's working for me. And we appreciate you guys' support. Thank you.
Go ahead and invite the choir up now. My name's James. I graduated in September. I serve as an intern now, and so I'm here leading the choir today. And we're going to do a song called 10,000 Reasons. Oh, sorry, let's start that again. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, and worship his holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, may be singing when the evening comes.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, oh my soul. Like never before, oh my soul, and worship your holy name. On that day when strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul, your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. And worship your holy name. And worship your
everybody. My name's Jason, and kind of like Chad, I'm one of the reasons they put Adult and Teen Challenge. Glad to be here today, though. And I'm also I'm a student second go round at Teen Challenge, but I'm also the chef up there. So I really, this is a great blessing. I want to thank y'all for pouring out all of this good food here so that I, in turn, really have a passion for food. I have all my life, and it's just a blessing that I get to pour food in 3 meals a day, 6 days a week into these young brothers of mine so that they can reach out and God, in turn, could pour his word into their soul day in and day out. So let me back it up a little bit. You know, I was born not too far from here, up in North Texas, on Lake Possum Kingdom, and my grandparents had a Possum Hollow camp up there. So I remember growing up and running around the cafe that my parents had, and I remember my grandmother telling me when I was about this high, she said, "Son, you better get in those kitchens because people are going to eat and people are going to die, and unless you want to be a mortician, you better learn how to cook." So. I've spent all my life in the kitchen, and it's been a passion because, you know, it's kind of a lost thing these days, the family eating around the dinner table and having that fellowship. So I've always, that's been close and dear. So I really had a good childhood. You know, I was in the church, baptized at 8, and but during my teenage years, my parents divorced when I was 13, so I went out and decided I was going to be an adult real quick and got a job at a steakhouse and got a car at 15 and thought, you know, I had to grow up and be a big boy. But unfortunately, I started hanging around some of the older kids and started straying away from the church. And I lost that vision and that walk with God. But I managed to, you know, get by for such a long, long time. You know, I graduated high school. I went on to college. I went on to culinary school. I got a chef's degree. You know, I did some amazing things, you know, with my life. I met the beautiful mother of my two children. We were married for 20 years. We, you know, but unfortunately, I lost that after 20 years, and my life fell apart when I was 40. And, you know, I lost, I had two beautiful children, and, you know, I lost it all. Everything just fell apart. And I was chasing those material things, the beautiful house on the lake, the boat, the beautiful truck, you know, the great career. You know, I was living that Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde lifestyle. I was that executive chef that had it all together with the beautiful family by day, but by night, I was a drunken drug addict, and I would sneak out and, you know, live the life of sin. And then I decided I was going to run away from my troubles and run away from God. And I ended up in New Orleans, of all places, saying that I was going to chase that culinary path down there. And I just was spiraling out of control. And after 5 years there, I remember I was in the French Quarter going to get some coffee in the morning, and it was just a really quiet time in the French Quarter that there wasn't any tourists in town. And I walked around the corner and just bumped into a lady. Just seemed like a normal lady, didn't look like a tourist, really didn't look like a local. And she just looked at me and she said, "It's going to get worse before it gets better." And that's all she said. And it just blew me away. And then I kind of, you know, shook my head and I looked up again. She was gone. And I didn't even see her on the street. There wasn't anybody on the street. I truly believe that was an angel that God sent. And that day, I went and quit my job, got on the bus back to Austin that night. And I decided, if it's going to get worse, I want it to get better. So let's get this show on the road. And I started reaching out for help. And it was a long process. I went through being homeless. I struggled. I tried to get sober, but I couldn't find that because I was lost. And then finally, my boss reached out to me. She said, "You know, I know this place called Teen Challenge up in North Texas, outside of Fort Worth." And we both prayed about it, and she drove me up there, and it completely changed my life. And that was December 17, 2017. And that's when Jesus got back into my life, and everything started changing. I had two kids that didn't want to have anything to do with me. Now one of them's back in my life, and that's such a pleasure, a blessing that the good Lord's given to me. I didn't quite get it. I had to come back to Teen Challenge a second time, but I know that God's got the path. I'm no longer chasing what I want in life. I know God's got me. I don't have to worry about it anymore. I don't have to start chasing all of the material things in life. Because I know even at 53, and that I've lost everything, I don't have to worry about tomorrow ever again. And I owe it all to Teen Challenge and getting back on the right track with God. And that's all. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to do a song now called Redeemed. And if you've ever been to one of our choirs before, you know this is a staple. You know, this is one that's been around forever. So.
Seems like all I could see was a struggle, haunted by ghosts that live in my past, bound up in shackles of all of my failures. Gonna last. And you look at this prisoner and say to me, "Son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am thee. All my life I have been called unworthy. Made by the voice of my shame and lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. No, I'm not who I used to be, because I don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and I hope will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. Heavy chains, wipe away every stain. No, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. No, I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Thank God, redeemed.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. My name is Nick Harford. I'm 29 years old. Before I get started, I just want to say a prayer real quick. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for another breath of life. Thank you for allowing me to be here, Lord, to speak of your goodness, Lord. Lord, I ask you to help me guide my words today with your wisdom, Lord, and not to gratify the things in my past, but to make light on what you brought me out of and the glory that you've given me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm 29 years old. I was born in Washington State, raised by a single mother. At an early age, I was in and out of church through my dad's side of the family, which my grandpa and my uncle are a pastor. So the seed was planted at a young age of knowing the word, knowing the Lord, but I really didn't know it because I was a young kid. With the struggles of a single mom, struggling with addiction in herself, led me to a rough life at a young age, at a kid that shouldn't go through, having to grow up young. And with that, my mom grew the strength to change on her own, and she needed to start fresh. So we moved to New Mexico, which where I grew up, and that was about 11 years old. And once that happened, was for her change, was a change in me too, because that's whenever I started changing to the bad. At the age of 13, I started getting arrested. At the age of 14, I started using methamphetamine, and also at the age of 14, I started getting involved with gangs and just really rebelling against my mom, against her rules, not listening to anything she has to tell me, not following what she was trying to set up for my life to do good in life. To fast forward through drugs and gangs, which led me at the age of 17, getting sent away for 2 years in a juvenile prison. Which started something that really, really regrets. I regret today, but, you know, things happen for a reason. But at that time, I was going to jail, going to prison, and I was going inside, not trying to change. I I was doing the same thing I was doing in the streets on the inside. I was getting involved in gangs, doing drugs, and that's somewhere where you're supposed to change. So with that mentality, I got out, and not even 5 months out, at the age of 19, I caught another case, adult case, and they sentenced me 4 years to prison. Same thing. I just got back into the gangs and drugs and just started doing everything that I shouldn't be doing on the inside, not learning a lesson, and just putting my family through the struggles of me not being there. My 4 years comes up, and my mom moves while I was in prison for a refresh start for me. And I didn't take advantage of it. I started out wanting to do whatever I wanted to do in my flesh. And that led me to 8 months out, started doing drugs again. I had a girlfriend that had an abortion, and it really drug me through the mud. I drug myself through the mud with a relapse, and I caught another case. And this time I was facing 5 to 25 years. And I remember I used to always pray every time I get arrested, and I would just pray because, you know what I mean, anybody who's in troubles, they want to pray to God and please get me out of it. Every time I hit those walls, I'd say, Lord, please get me out of this. I'll never do this again. And every time I would have to sit and do what I had to do, I never seen no change. But this time I prayed, and I was facing 5 to 25 years. I prayed, Lord, please, I don't want to do this no more. Please get me out of this. And I didn't realize that the Lord right then and there answered my prayers. But this time in prison, I got sentenced to 5 to 7 years in a whole state that I'm not from, in Wyoming. And I started changing. I didn't get involved with gangs. I didn't get involved with drugs. I just started doing things that I never done before. And I started humbling myself. And I really felt emotion, because I put down that emotion at 13. That's what you're taught when you go to prison, when you go to jail, to hide all your emotions and don't show no emotions. And I've been this hard guy, hard person with no love, no joy in my life. And I think back right now, and I know that the Lord answered my prayers because he helped me have that humbleness, that emotion. So I finished my 5 to 7 years, and I'm facing 8 more years out of a 12-year sentence. I did 4 in New Mexico, and I'm having to go back to New Mexico to face the court and face the judge. And so I get there, and I'm praying, Lord, help me, guide me through this court, and give me some grace. And so my friend, she went through Adult and Teen Challenge, and she was the one that told me about this program. While I was in prison in Wyoming, she went through the program and disappeared for a year, and she gets out, and first thing she tells me when I get contact with her, she said, God's good. I've changed my life, and God's good. And I didn't really catch on. I'm like, well, we'll see how long that lasts with her, and let's see how long until she relapses. And then she told me about Teen Challenge when I was going to court, and it really put on my heart, God put on my heart to change, that I changed everything on the inside, and I needed treatment. But when I think of treatment, I think of drug treatment. I think of rehabilitation. But I never really thought I never really knew what Adult Teen Challenge was. So I'm going through the court process, and I'm praying, Lord, help me out. And I go to my first court hearing, and I'm facing 8 years. And I've already violated on this sentence before, done 4 years on the 12. So I know I'm pretty destined to go to prison. And so I pray the night before, and when I pray, I tell him, Lord, help me out. You guide me, and whatever you guide me, I'll follow. And so I go into court, not even 15 minutes. The DA tries to speak up and tell him to send me to prison. The judge has been sentencing me since I was 13 years old. She sent me to juvenile prisons, to adult prison. She's off the bench now, and she's there to speak on my behalf. And the word she gives the judge is that the Lord put on her heart that I'm a changed man, and that this program is going to change me, and I'm a new man in God. And so the judge didn't even give it 15 minutes. He chose to send me to this program. And so I had to travel from New Mexico to Texas. And once they released me, that's when I knew that God answered my prayers when I was in prison still, that I didn't realize it then, that that's why I changed on the inside. And now he answered my prayers to not send me back to prison, but to give me another chance. And so whenever I was on my way to here, to Texas, I told the Lord, Lord, I give you my heart. I surrender to you. I give you my everything, and I'll follow your ways like I told you. But I was nervous because I haven't done this since a long time, since I was a kid, and I didn't really build a relationship with the Lord. And I didn't know what to expect. I started having this feeling like my friend was telling me it's real biblical, it's real religious, and I've been this hard criminal, no emotion type of person. I didn't know what to expect. And so I told my mom, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to react to this. And she, later on, she told me that she, when I told her that, she prayed for me, and she told me that she prayed that the Lord will guide me whenever I go into this program, that he'll allow me to be comfortable and learn what he has for me. So since being in the program, I've been in the program, I've built a relationship, I have a friend now, and I have a father, and that's the Lord. And I'm 7 months into my program, and I feel great. I usually, obviously, you hear my story, I only last 5 months, 8 months until I relapse, until I fail. And I haven't failed yet, and I'm not going to fail because he has me guiding me. And I'd like to share some scripture with you real quick. It's in Ephesians 1, 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ. And I thank the Lord for pulling me out of that darkness and putting the light on me. That's all I got. Yeah.
Well, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Amen. So we've got a lot of powerful testimonies here at Adult Teen Challenge, and I just kind of want to show you guys a short video of a way to really get involved personally with these guys and be able to really kind of learn about these guys and what they've been through and their progress through Teen Challenge. And you know, some of these guys, you know, they come in, they don't have a family at all, you know, no supporters, anything like that. Some of them do, but majority of these guys, you know, they've come from broken homes and I just kind of want to show you guys a short video of how to really get involved with these guys.
Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas is a Christian drug and alcohol recovery program for men, women, families, and teens that God is using to transform lives.
The first drug I got introduced to was cocaine, actually, and that led to marijuana. It did progress very fast from the age of 16 to 18. And by the end of that graduation, I was physically addicted to sedatives, your benzodiazepines, any of your prescription pills, all those. He took all my worries, all my stresses, and turned them around into such a beautiful situation. I was broken.
Graduating from Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas is no easy feat. It requires making a year-long commitment to this life-changing discipleship program. Our students are faced with spiritual battles on a daily basis, and every encouragement makes a difference. We want to invite you to be a part of their success. We want to invite you to become a student sponsor. When you sponsor a student at Adult and Teen Challenge, you are partnering with an individual who is becoming a new creation. When you sign up, we will assign you to one of our students and send you a photo and profile of the student that you will be sponsoring. Every few months, you will receive an update about your student's progress so you can continue to pray for them and see that beyond your financial support, you are helping to change their life. You will have opportunities to meet and encourage your student at Adult and Teen Challenge events, and when your student completes the program, you will receive a personal invitation to attend and celebrate at their completion ceremonies. Most of all, we urge you to write and encourage your student. Your letters will remind them that someone cares and that their community supports them. Your prayers will help move the obstacles in their path and help them stay committed on their journey towards freedom. Many students say that the letters and notes they received gave them the hope and encouragement they needed at just the right time.
I got the card in the mail on a day where I was just ready to give up, and it gave me all the encouragement I needed just to keep on going. Just to know that there's people out there praying for me gives me all the encouragement that I need to press on.
The cost to provide housing, counseling, and other recovery services to a student in our program is over $1,400 each month. Most students can never afford to pay that out of pocket, so our ministry is supported by gifts from friends, families, churches, our vocational training programs, and the generous support of donors like you. For $35 a month, you can sponsor a student, and your entire gift will help provide recovery services to your student. By committing just $35 a month, you can help to change the life and future of a Teen Challenge student. To become a student sponsor, simply fill out a sign-up form Visit us on the web at tctexas.org or give us a call to start supporting a student at your local Adult and Teen Challenge campus today.
So that's a real unique way to get involved. Again, man, I really thank you guys for having us out and just being a blessing to us. Right now, I would just like for these guys to come up front. And right now, we're just going to kind of extend our offer in prayer. So if you or you know somebody that needs help or is just in need of prayer, or even if you guys want to just come up here and bless these guys with some prayer, you know, I urge you to come down here. These guys, you know, like I said in the beginning, you know, they pray quite a bit, and that's one thing that they learn how to do, and they get a lot of freedom in that. So I just kind of want to take some time right now to kind of open that up. So thank you.
A place for